Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we are sitting down with Dr. Sean Cecil. Dr. Cecil is an assistant professor of pediatrics at the College of Community Health Sciences. He is also a practicing pediatrician and cares for patients at University Medical Center, which the college operates. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Cecil.
Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Today's topic is RSV care in children. Tell us, what is RSV?
Yeah, so RSV is an acronym. It stands for respiratory syncytial virus. It's a virus really can affect anybody, but we see, at least in pediatrics, it affects the youngest population. So really those less than 2 years old the most.
And you said children mostly get it. I know we've heard in adults too, so who mostly gets RSV?
Right, yeah, so anybody can get it. Typically it's that very first infection you get. Can be the most severe, at least in kids. Elderly people can get it. Pregnant women can get it as well. Plus, well, overall, pretty much anyone can get it, but those are sort of the biggest populations. Would be those children that are, say, less than 8 months, more susceptible to the severity of it.
And how long does it usually last?
You know, it really varies. A lot of times you hear a virus and think, oh, I'm going to be sick for 1, 2, 3 days. What I tell families, you know, oftentimes they're coming in, it may be day 2, day 3, and I tell families really, and I don't say this to scare them, but just to give that warning, their kid is probably gonna get sicker the first 3 to 5 days of illness. What I tell families is they get sicker, 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 and then typically somewhere around day 5, they hit the peak of their symptoms and then slowly improve after that. But overall, that sickness may last for about 2 to 3 weeks. Now, it's not saying you're sick that whole time, but you know, maybe that last week, maybe just have that little bit, that lingering cough. And then unfortunately, it seems like in kids, as soon as you get sick with, get over one illness, you can get sick with another one. So, but yeah, typically that first 3 to 5 days. With it, you can see cough, you can see fever, congestion. When we get worried is when the kid starts breathing real fast. You know, kids, it would be so much better if kids knew how to blow their nose. Little 4-month-old can't do that though. And so oftentimes we have to help them with that. And so I said they can have that increased work of breathing if their airways or nose are full with congestion or mucus or anything. We would also get concerned for dehydration. So we're able to breathe through our mouth and through our nose. When a kid's taking a bottle, they can only breathe through their nose. And if there's a bunch of snot in there, they're pretty smart and they know, hey, it's more important to breathe than it is to eat. So oftentimes they won't be drinking from their bottle.
And so I guess it's probably a good idea, especially in like flu and cold season, for parents just to look up their baby's nose. I know that sounds weird, but just look up your baby's nose.
Oftentimes you'll see that snot coming out of the nose as well. And so I tell families, you know, if they seem real congested, you can use something to suction their nose out. Oftentimes families use a bulb. Those bulbs are great. There's a lot of other products out there though that do a better job getting some of that snot out. Whether it be different apparatuses you can stick to the nose, with some type of better suction power. There are some that you can suck through, you can hook up to a vacuum, they're battery operated, and they're able to get a lot more of that suction, a lot more of those that congestion and mucus out.
And how is RSV treated? I know we mentioned that when I spoke with you earlier, there's no medication. So how do you treat RSV?
Yeah, and that's real unfortunate. You know, I tell families, if I were to come up with a medicine that could cure RSV, I could retire today and move to the Bahamas. it would be a game changer in pediatrics, but unfortunately, there's no medicine for it. Inhalers don't work, breathing treatments, steroids, antibiotics, no spray. There's been lots of research out there and nothing has been effective showing that it's helpful in treating RSV. Really, the only thing you can do is suction. It's a lot of supportive care. So if a child has a fever, you can give them Tylenol, or say if they're, once they're older than 6 months, they can start having ibuprofen as well. So treating the symptoms for fever, if there is a bunch of congestion, you know, suction the nose out. I tell families, get a little bit of saline and squirt it in the nose. That's gonna help loosen up all those boogers, helps it come out easier. And you can essentially do that before they eat. So that's gonna help open their nose up, help them breathe easier, but then also before they go to bed. Another thing you can do is use a humidifier. That's not gonna cure it. That's just gonna help treat the symptoms a little bit.
And with it being cold and flu season, is that a good idea just to have one on hand or have it going around?
It can be, especially when children are sick, you know, with the heaters running, that pulls a lot of that humidity out of the air. And so anytime you have that dry air, that allows these viruses or bacteria or whatever just to stick around a little bit more. The big thing though is if we're using the humidifier, you need to be sure to change the water out in the container as well. Because if not, you can have some mold start to grow in there, and that can set us up for other bad things.
And what are some of the signs? I know you touched on it earlier. What are some of the signs of RSV?
So you can see fever, cough, congestion. Sometimes families will tell me, hey, my child's vomiting. And when you dig into it a little bit more, it's not necessarily like that vomiting that you expect when you have like the stomach bug, but essentially the child begins coughing so much and then it leads to vomiting. There's a muscle that helps us breathe called the diaphragm at the bottom of our lungs. And when we cough, that muscle just keeps going up and down, up and down. Well, it sits right on top of the stomach. So eventually that stomach just keeps, you know, the diaphragm just keeps beating the stomach, and the stomach has all it can take. And so it just comes right back up.
And talk a little bit about how can we, is there any way we can prevent RSV?
So one of the things, you know, RSV, kids are actually contagious with RSV even before they have that fever. But typically that fever is one of the big things that you think of as far as when a child is contagious. And so it's recommended that children stay out of daycare while they're having the fever, and then even once they're fever free for 24 hours, and that's without the use of Tylenol or ibuprofen. You can make a child not have a fever just given that Tylenol and ibuprofen, but that's fever free for 24 hours without it. Once then they can go back to school. RSV is spread by droplets, so it's a droplet as far as just how it's spread. So what we breathe, if those droplets get on anything, on any toys or surfaces, it can stay on bed sheets, whatever. So it can be pretty contagious. And like I said earlier, it's more severe, more serious that first time you get it. Adults may get RSV, but they don't think anything of it just because their body has seen it so many times. So they may not even be aware that they have it. And so one thing I tell families, especially as we're going into these winter months, you know, we see these new babies in clinic. Everyone, they're at the grocery store, they see a new baby and they just want to go up and touch the baby. I tell families, you have my permission to tell people, no, you can't touch my baby, because you don't want them to get sick. And so if you are having any URI symptoms, just avoid touching other babies. You know, try to minimize that contact as much as we can.
I know I see a lot of moms put on Facebook, like, it's RSV season, don't kiss my baby. Because, right. You know, people like
exactly.
to do that.
And there's no bad thoughts behind it. They're not malicious when they do this or anything, but you see a cute baby and you just want to give it a kiss, or, you know, give a little pat or something like that. So yes.
And talk about, you know, recently we've seen a lot of children get RSV. Why do you think that's the case? Seems like this is just something that just kind of started.
Yeah, and so a lot of it is, it basically depends on the season. So typically around October is when RSV season typically begins, somewhere between October to March. Unless it's going to be the way that our immune systems work, we build up that immune response against viruses, bacteria, whatever it is, by seeing it multiple times. So that very first time that child, their body sees RSV, they don't have those antibodies built up to be able to fight off against it. Second time they get sick, their body knows a little bit what to do about it, and then each time their body sees it over and over, it's able to build up that protection against it. It's estimated about 1-3% of all infants less than 12 months old will be hospitalized with RSV that first year of life. And so that's just that very critical time trying to protect them as much as we can.
Speaking of protection, there is a vaccine, correct?
Not necessarily a vaccine, it's a shot. It's an injection, getting a little technical right there. But the new shot that's came out, it's made the headlines, called Beyfortus. And so that is a injection of monoclonal antibodies. So the way a vaccine works, it has some components in there and your body makes the antibodies against it. This injection, it already has those antibodies within it. And so it's able to protect against RSV. But that is something that just got approved a couple of months ago, starting to have that rollout process, and it's giving infants these antibodies to protect them against RSV. And there has been an injection out for over 20 years now called Synagis that has done the same thing, but that injection was once a month during this RSV season. So from October to March, kids would have to come to the doctor's office every month and get a shot. And so because of that, with how frequent it was, the type, it was very exclusive for who got it, as far as children based on prematurity or severe lung conditions or heart conditions. It wasn't approved for everybody. I said that was once a month. With Beyfortus, this is now approved for everybody, for every child, beginning, you know, even within that first week of life. And it's going to help give that protection against RSV up to 5-6 months afterwards. The trials that are coming out for it, it's showing that it's decreasing physician visits and hospitalizations somewhere between 60 to 80% within that 5 months after administration.
Has there been any side effects with any of those?
One of the side effects, the biggest one that's been reported is a rash. And it happened somewhere between 7 to 14 days afterwards. You can always have, just anytime you have an injection, you can have just some local skin irritation. One of the ones we've seen with Synagis, sometimes kids may get a little bit of a fever, but it all responds well with Tylenol or ibuprofen and typically goes away after about a day or two. We have not started giving Beyfortus yet in clinic. We have every anticipation of doing it. We just haven't been able to get it in stock yet physically within our building. But we are very much excited about it, and it's going to be a game changer for the care of kids.
Now, it will help them if they get RSV. It doesn't prevent it, right?
It can prevent RSV as well, yes. And also within the past few months, there's been another injection come out for pregnant individuals. And that's indicated somewhere, or it's indicated between 32 to 36 weeks. But the process behind that, when babies are born, they contain some of those antibodies and immunoglobulins from the mom. So the thought process behind this new vaccine, and it's been found to be very effective as well, you give this injection to moms while they're pregnant, they have those antibodies, and then they pass those antibodies on to their newborn, and then that newborn has protection for about 6 months after birth as well.
Anything else you want to add?
That's it. Thank you for having me. You know, really, you know, like I said, RSV, when it comes to it, it's just making sure that your child is not having a hard time breathing and make sure that they're drinking enough. If you can see that when they cry, if they have tears coming down, that's a good sign because that means they're hydrated. Or if you look in their mouth and see all that slobber, those are all good signs. If you do have concerns for dehydration, you can do like some Pedialyte. I really don't recommend using Gatorade just because there's a lot more sugar in there. But, you know, giving some Pedialyte, just some clear liquids can be helpful, not water, but suction. And then if you think they're having a hard time breathing, suction their nose out as well. And if that continues, then go in to see your medical provider afterwards.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Cecil, for this week's Health Matters Report.
Thank you for having me.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.